right, State of the Union on tap right now. And here I am sorting through, what, $13 billion of, let's see, we get to pay for the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade. We get to pay for a water park. It's really remarkable, the things we get to pay for. In fact, Dianne Feinstein, she got $1.1 billion in earmarks. She's dead. Let that resonate for a second. $1.1 billion that have Dianne Feinstein's name attached to him, and she's dead. Grover Norquist, he's not. He's with Americans for Tax Reform. He joins me right now. Grover, good to have you back on the program.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
It's remarkable. Dead people can still get earmarks. It's really something, isn't it?
I had hoped we were going to keep the earmarks dead themselves, but unfortunately they've been brought back, and it leads to corruption.
Yeah. $13 billion worth in just this bill. 6,600 earmarks. I'm not kidding you. American taxpayers are paying $3.5 million for Detroit to have a Thanksgiving Day parade. Does that sound like something the government should pay for at all?
Supposedly. The only reason you do earmarks is because it's not part of the real budget. And nobody at the state level was willing to pay for it. And nobody at the local level was willing to pay for it. And no individual or company was willing to pay for it. So these are certified bad ideas that only the federal government could be talked into paying for.
Yeah, one of the big winners, of course, Lindsey Graham. He's got a pile of these things. He's taking more pork back to South Carolina than you can imagine. And then he'll sit up there and talk about fiscal responsibility. What a pig. I mean, this is being a pig at the trough.
It is very problematic because, of course, the member goes, well, they're there, and if I don't steal them, some Democrat will steal them and give it to Democratic precinct workers, so I will take these things. That's why it's a very good idea to abolish them and end them so that nobody has that kind of money to play with, other people's money to play with for their reelections.
Yeah, so here we are. Maybe that's something that Donald Trump could do in a second term. Right now, if the election were held today, Grover, you know this, Donald Trump would win. And with a little blessing from God, we might also have a Republican control of the Senate and a slightly larger lead in the House. It's not going to be a big lead in either place, but it's possible the Republicans could have a 51-49 lead or a 52-50 lead in the Senate, maybe a 15-vote cushion in the House. Then some things could get done. Maybe we could get rid of earmarks. I mean, because as I look at the landscape, look, we're racking up $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. How do we do that? And how many 100-day cycles can you survive? That's the real question.
We do need to put an end to it. I really like the idea of what Trump started to do, which was to block grant Medicaid out to the states and let them decide how to spend the money on healthcare rather than have one size fits all out of Washington, D.C. for all 50 states. How do you know what works unless Rhode Island is trying something slightly different than Ohio? So block granting all the welfare programs, the means-tested programs, food stamps, Medicaid, would allow a lot more innovation, and it'd be more focused on fraud because it'd be the state's money and they'd care if it was wasted.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so shifting gears a little bit. State of the Union tonight, Joe Biden will teeter out there. He'll tell us how great the economy is, even though we know better. He'll tell us the border's closed, even though it's not. How much money do you think Joe Biden will spend tonight telling us, oh, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to support families and this and that? I get frightened. First of all, I don't know that he's going to do very well. I don't expect him to fall down on the podium. They have it dialed in somehow to make him walk out there for 45 minutes. They can figure that out, I guess. But what do you expect?
Lots of promises of other people's money. Yeah. So then he can say during the campaign, I was for this, I was for that. The Republicans didn't do it, forgetting that there's a cost to each of these things that he's promising people. So I think if you're not paying attention, you might sound like, oh, these are real things. If they were real things, they'd have been in his budget. If they were real things, the Democratic Senate would have passed them. These will be campaign slogans. He'll also go back and lie about the Republican tax cuts. I was just going through the press back at the time, even when it passed, the Trump Republican tax cut passed, the press had to admit that almost every middle-income person got a tax cut. This was a significant tax cut for the middle class. And the Democrats keep going out there saying it's somehow for big corporations and three rich people, which is not true. But he'll just keep saying it because he doesn't want to deal with the fact that we've had strong growth as a result of those tax reductions, damaged by COVID and then damaged by his inflation and his tax increases.
Yeah. Tax increases, more stuff being passed around. He's going to tell us why sending tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine is a good idea for America. It's in our best interest. How is funding a war in Ukraine in anybody's interest in Michigan or Minnesota or Montana?
Well, this is something that the Europeans are putting a lot of money into, and it makes a great deal of sense for them to do it in NATO. They haven't been putting up the resources that they promised the United States. Trump got them to promise to all get to 2% of GDP on defense. The Eastern Europeans are doing that. France, Germany, not so much. This is the chance and the opportunity for them to put the resources up that they promised they'd put up for their own defense. Russia's a little closer to them than to us. They should be able to get this one, even though when things are calm, they let us carry all the burden. I think that they should move forward faster on getting more support there. You don't want the Russians on the border with the rest of Europe, and the Ukraine should be independent. And they can do that with the kind of support that the Europeans should be spending on defense and haven't done so yet, even though they promised the Americans they would.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting night. We'll be here watching it, Grover, and I know you will be as well. And we'll see how much money we get to support all sorts of crazy ideas. Lots of promises, no money to do it, but they'll find a way to squeeze it out of us every single time. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, always appreciate you being here, sir.
Good to be with you.
Always good. There you have it. There's Grover. I'll take a break and be right back.